Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
I'm doing my own time, my own show this week. So I'm excited to spend this time without a guest. So sans guest, fully me on board with you. So I'm looking forward to this time together. And we'll be pulling a card a little bit later. And there's so many subjects that I want to share with you. I want to start with the idea, life is short. Tick, tick, tick. It really is. It's going as we speak. It's going to be probably a full hour over by the time you and I are done. So what is it you're doing with your life? This came so to light because a friend of mine has another dear friend who ended up in the hospital with a really serious heart situation. I have a dog right now that I love so much with a very serious heart situation. People die all the time. People leave this planet all the time. So it brings up everything from what am I doing with my life? Who am I being in my life? And also, who am I being with others? If we are so busy, we're not spending time with people we love, that's sad. And if we are so busy or saying no so much, or so caught up in things that we forget to tell people the magnificence of who they are, we don't want to have that day come where there's a regret, where there's this extreme sadness because things were left unsaid, undone, unmended to, untended to. So who are you being to yourself? Who are you being in regards to your life? And who are you being in regards to the people you really, truly love? So it's just beautiful, nurturing food for thought, because we're all going to be in this position, whether it's our beloved animals, whether it's our partners, whether it's our friends, whether it's our family. Sometimes it's our clients that we become so close with. Don't leave things unsaid. Don't leave them undone. Be that person who expresses thyself into the world, because you'll leave it a much more beautiful place. And just imagine if you've ever had that time where you're walking down the street and suddenly somebody smiles and you're like, oh, hi, that was nice. That was unexpected. Or somebody gives you a beautiful compliment, or you do something and you feel a little unseen, but somebody's seen you and comes up and gives you beautiful, encouraging feedback. Those moments are so important to all of us. So be sure to be that person today. And I was sharing with somebody, I read something recently that I thought was pretty brilliant. They were talking about a celebrity and they said, this person ghosts friends a lot. I kind of want to give you the name of the celebrity, but it doesn't matter. It's not germane to this story. So we'll just go ahead with the story and say, that's what this person basically does. When something goes awry with a friendship, done. They're going to cut you off. So I know people like that, right? Once upon a time, I was a person like that, but that was many, many moons ago, pre-healing. And so that's how I dealt with things to protect myself. I don't do that anymore. I don't have a need to do that anymore. But I still know of a person here and there who does that. And it's really difficult. And so nobody wants to be in a person like that's life, because you don't know in a moment when they're just going to cut you off, right? So I had this really great conversation with somebody, and I'm going to parlay that into this conversation. I was talking to this particular practitioner healer, and I was saying, you know, I have a practice when I drive. Now, I live in Los Angeles, so you know, traffic, people. People do some interesting things on the road. But I've traveled a lot, and I have to say, the more I go into various states and countries, more and more and more, I see traffic is just not indigenous to Los Angeles. It's kind of everywhere. right? So you probably all have this experience where you're driving and somebody's going so slow, or somebody's going so fast and maybe acting very annoying. I have a practice when somebody does that, I tell myself, there's a pregnant woman in that car and they have to get to the hospital. So I get out of the way. I let the person who needs to go so annoyingly fast go by or do whatever they need to do. It's not my business, except I just imagine they are pregnant and about to give birth and they have got to get past me. I let them go past me, right? Go for it with prayers, with love. So the person I'm speaking to about this and said to me, oh, when I was teaching my son to drive, I taught my son there's going to be some pretty crazy people on the road. So if you see somebody doing something, you just tell yourself that person has to pee. And I thought, that is so good. That is so hilarious to give somebody mercy, to give them grace, to just say, oh, they're pregnant. Oh, they got to pee. They got to urinate like now. So get out of the way or let them do their thing so I can drive safely over here. And so here's where I parlay it. Show people mercy, not just on the road, but every day. Like people can be so judgmental, so critical of others. And generally, when we're judgmental and critical of others, we're really judgmental and critical of ourselves first. And when we're judgmental and critical of others, again, we're trying really just to protect ourselves from hurt and harm. But if you will just stop and show people the good grace and the mercy that you so would like to receive, it goes a long way. I highly recommend to give people grace and mercy. Now, there's always going to be those people here and there where boundaries are a very good idea because they are not a good vibrational match with us. They are not a frequency match with us. And then, with love and kindness, we let them go because they clearly have their own path and we definitely have our path. But for people who we love, who in general, who've really shown up for us, who have done so many things in this column that are really wonderful and good, and you've had great experiences with, and maybe they've shown up with you a whole bunch. If they mess up, just remember they had to pee. They got pregnant. They had to go give birth really fast. They weren't thinking. They just weren't thinking. Do you need to say something? Yes. Do you need to be confrontational? Probably not. Because if you recognize that it wasn't personal and they probably were doing something and they certainly weren't thinking about you, but it was a one-off, show them grace and mercy. And absolutely, you have every right to say, you know, this happened and I felt that. And in the future, I would really love it if. So simple. And always let them know you love them, you know, but you've been amazing in my life and I love you. I want you to know how great you've been. But this thing felt kind of off. So I just wanted to mention that to you because I knew I'd feel better. I wanted to clear the air. Things like that, most people, healthy people, will meet you with so much gratitude. Thank you for telling me. I had no idea. Oh, and then they can see, right? You sort it out. It's so fast, it's so easy. So remember, people have to pee. Remember, people get pregnant. And if you could just remember that, it makes the path so much easier. And then there's a lot less ghosting and cutting off of good people who you actually really love and want in your life. Okay, next, I want to answer a question. I have a lot of people come to my classes and they say, Debbie, what does it feel like when you do the healings? I think that's a really interesting question. I've never asked a healer that, but I love that they're asking me that question. So, what it feels like, the first thing I tell people is hot. I don't know how to explain it, but as soon as I start working, and I do a lot of group work, which I love, I do shamanic galactic healings. And as soon as I start doing this, I probably should have shut down a few apps there before I started this. So maybe I'll do that as I speak. But without a doubt, like uncomfortably hot. Yeah, I'm going to shut just a bunch of things down. It makes it easier on all of us. Just shutting, 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 shutting. Thanks, guys, for being so patient. Yep, shutting, 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 shutting. Yeah, I had a lot open. Sorry about that. Like a lot. It's not good to do things like this and have a lot of things open. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yay. So, what does it feel like when I do healings? I've had participants ask me that. I love to do group healings, that's powerful. And I can facilitate a lot because I'm not alone when I do this. Believe me, there are luminous beings surrounding the group. There are beautiful galactic beings who come in. I'm starting to step into that space with y'all right now. And I hope you can feel what I'm sending out right now. And I also bring in a lot of shamanic lineage beings who are here with us. Once I do that and I call myself a hollow bone, I get out of the way, I start to heat up. It's like somebody cranked up the temperature and it starts to build. I often sweat when I'm working on the group, and it continues until the end. And it's amazing because once I send everybody's field back to them and I'm done working and I disconnect, it's like somebody took the knob and turned the temperature all the way down again. And it's just amazing. Then I'm completely normalized temperature-wise. So otherwise, how it feels is I perceive things and I know things and I start working on them. And in the interim of working on them, and there's lots of things going on at the same time, in the interim of doing that, then other things will become apparent. Oh, there's a huge blockage in the throat chakra. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of heart. It's a lot of grief, sadness, whatever it is. That could be in the lungs, that could be in the heart. But anyway, there's clearing, 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 clearing. And then things become apparent and come up and clearing, clearing, clearing. And at some point, so much is beautifully cleaned and cleared. A lot of hucha, negative dense energy is dark energy, remove, 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 removed. And once that is done, then I bring in the golden white light. I just pour it inside of you. I get my participants involved. It is a very blissful experience. And people have wild things happen. I had a gentleman who came to a bunch of the healings, and in one of the healings, he said, 50 something years old, been smoking his whole life. And when we were done with the session, he said, I don't feel like having a cigarette. And it kept going and going and going. He hasn't had a cigarette since. It got removed from him, right? It's just not in his field anymore. Somebody else who's actually a channeler was there, and she was saying, you released so much stuff that I had past lives coming up to be healed. I had karma being released. It's quite beautiful. I have other people who come and say, I have this business I love and I'm meant for. But once you did that session, stuff started really taking off. They started getting bookings and schedulings and their career, their money, all of that, right? It's the balancing act starts to go in the direction they're really meant to be in, the abundance, the prosperity, the flow. So that's just some ideas, but that's an idea of what it's like for me while it happens. It's very beautiful. And so, people have also said, well, what do you do when things are going on in your life? I give. That is like the time to give. I understand there's also times of extreme grief and trauma where people are depleted. But I'm saying when something's off, I find a way to give and connect. And I find that works for me. So I promised this, that we would do this, and I want to do this. These beautiful cards, by the way, were created by my dear friend, Deanna Devine, but it's spelled Diana. So you can go to her website, Diana Devine, but we say Deanna, Devine.com. She's got a lot of cool stuff. She's got these cards. She's got this sacred geometry ball and many, many other things. So enjoy yourself there. But we're going to pull one of these cards. Why? Because it's the Lyran beings. It's the white Lyran beings, my family. So let's go ahead. And why don't you put your energy into these cards, please? Just pour your energy right now. And whatever I read is for you. I'm going to know when to stop. I do the whole brr thing, if you know what I mean, like this. But this is quite tight on me, so I can't even put this down. All right, it says to stop. Keep pouring your energy in and ask your question, or maybe you just want to know something. Oh, strong. General for you. So what is it? Okay, thank you. Here is your card. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Osiris Great, threshold of renewal. Osiris guides you to merge inner polarities by releasing what no longer serves you. Oh my God. You reclaim your true power and purpose. That is really powerful. And by the way, it's the master number 33. So you're re really being called to greatness right now. And we can none of us achieve greatness until we let go of the people, places, and things, and especially, by the way, our inner behavior that no longer serves us. What do we keep doing to ourselves and other people over and over and over again? And if you don't know, if you know what it is, but you don't know how to get out of it, find a healer to work with. Really, start coming to my monthly healings. I'm doing these every single month. Debbie-Dashinger.com/healing. You can go there anytime and sign up for the next one and the next one. And there are completely different healings every month. It's Debbie-Dashinger.com/healing. Debbie is an I, Debbie ends with an I, and Dachinger has a C. So it's Dachinger, Debbie-Dashinger.com/healing. Join us. So many people show up from all around the world. And yes, of course, there are replays. All right. I want to talk to you about some animal spirit medicine. Animal spirit medicine. Yep. Wolf medicine. That's what I was called to. I just did a energy read before we started, and I heard to do wolf medicine for everybody. So what is wolf medicine all about? Because I'm blessing you with wolf medicine now, today, and going forward. It's really beautiful to step into wolf medicine because it's about strength. It's about loyalty. I'm going to be weaving the subjects we've been talking about others, you and others, you and situations, you and yourself. And it all starts with us and us. So it's about instincts. It's about a strong connection to family and community. We call it an ayu in the Quechua Peruvian language. That is our tribe. It embodies your leadership, your intuition, the ability to navigate both the physical and the spiritual realms. All of us are living right now in that. We are highly aware that we're light workers. We're highly aware that there is an ascension. We're highly aware that our gifts are awakening and there's so much amazing things happening. There's so much available to us right now. And at the same time, we are very much in a physical world, in a physical body. It's what our soul chose. So, wolf medicine is teaching you the true balance, the physical and the spiritual, and the marriage of the both. The wolf encourages us to embrace our inner strength because we've got it. We are powerful, resilient beings. It teaches us to trust our instincts. It teaches us to forge really strong bonds with others while still staying Wow. Interesting. It's hard to say all this, but it's in my brain, so allow my mouth to say it. Let me start that again. Wolf medicine is here for us to forge strong bonds with others, with correct, aligned, high frequency vibe others, while staying true to ourselves. While staying true to our own path. And wolf medicine brings this understanding of the great mystery of life. So, how do we come to that information of the great mystery of life? When we want to receive this knowledge, we need to walk many paths. We need to encounter dead ends, retrace our steps, and make new choices as we find the right and aligned for us. Wolf medicine brings an understanding of the great mystery of life because it is already inside you. It's been inside of you since birth. So just absorb that for a moment and see where this week you walk around and see images out of nowhere, proof of the wolf. And know that the wolf medicine is speaking to you with great love and great guidance. So you're not alone in navigating this. The wolf comes to remind you and to keep redirecting you, redirecting your course. Beautiful. So, again, I just want to say real quick, my healing, debbiedashinger.com/healing every month. And also March 2026, I am speaking aboard the Celebrity Cruise, and it is a mystery school at sea, SEA. Mystery school at sea. If you go to mysteryschoolatsea.com, I want you to check out the speakers. Beautiful, big. Amazing. I did a cruise with them last year, completely different. We went to a different place. I've never been to Greece or Turkey. I love traveling and I'm so excited to go. So, we're going to be 10 days. So, all the presentations are included, of course, all the food, your cabin, etc. But can you imagine? Because most events alone, if you go to an event, you have to pay for the hotel. You have to pay $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 for the 10 days. The price is so incredible. Everything's included. And so we're taking off from Athens aboard the Celebrity Cruise. We're going to Greece. We're going to Turkey. We're stopping at all these ports. And when we stop at all these ports, we're going to all these major sites. We are having expert presenters also on the cruise who are going to be taking us to the sites to take us through a mystery school experience. Very excited. I'm talking about some pretty deep things on the cruise, but also I sing. I did it last year. I perform at a lot of transformational things. So I'll be singing again this year and putting on a concert. And I know people are signing up because I get little notifications. They're already signing up and leaving deposits for their cabins. So it's March 2026, Greece and Turkey. It is brilliant. This cruise line, it really takes care of you. And there's tons of things also to do on the cruise. I think we might be having a karaoke night, but Portal to Ascension is putting this on. So just know when you go there to reserve your cabin, there is a special if you come with a friend, special price. And also when you fill out and leave your deposit for what kind of cabin you want, you have to click on a presenter's name to say they referred you. Hannah, please write my name. Well, you don't have to write anything. Just click next to Debbie Dashinger. I can't wait to see you there and meet you. Just imagine this is not one of these situations where people have to disconnect and say, well, you know, I have to be alone. They're going back to their Airbnb or something. You're with us onto the cruise. So we all eat meals together. Like we really get to know one another. I hope you'll go look at all the people speaking because I think you'll be excited about this. So let me leave you with some thoughts. Some things that I think about. I feel like I'm growing a lot this year, and God, of course, because it's a huge year for healing for a lot of us. We are living in a year both in Chinese astrology, numerology, and also inherent in the energy, the frequency of this year. And it says one thing in all of them. They're completely aligned and say the same thing over and over. And that is let go, let go, let go, let go. All these things that don't work for you, not meant for you. It is yours to let go of. Now, I want to say the letting go of what no longer serves us, very powerful. I know sometimes it's a gestalt. It's like a big letting go of, right? And we have to go through what we go through to let go of those things. Cool, but still let go of them. There is a reason. Your growth, that's a big reason. Your soul chose this, that's a big reason. You're meant for way greater things, that's a huge reason. And collectively, we have incredible things coming down the pike. I am so excited. 2026, gonna be off the hook. We are gonna have things. If you think this year is rapid, next year even more so. But I am telling you, there are going to be such beautiful things happening to us. I don't want to go into them. I am just telling you what's coming down the pike. 2027, miraculous things. There's going to be so many changes. And with all of this, too, cranking up is the ability to manifest. To create, to be a creator, all the things you really are. So trust in the letting go. It is for such good reason. So all this magnificence can come into you for you. Look for the good in all the situations. Take the lesson, find the opportunities to grow, and let all this extreme stress, the worrying, the overthinking go. That was big. I could feel the energy of y'all. So let's just take a moment and clear that. First, I'm going to ask, please take a deep breath with me. We're going to do one more. And now, all that energy that is in your body that comes up in your psyche, in your field, just take another deep breath and let it go. And as you're letting it go, I just want to say this. Some of that isn't yours. Some of that is very collective. Some of that is not even from our tribe and actually belongs to like humanity right now, the fear that's driving, the fear that they want us to have, but many of us are not buying into. And I feel like I need my feather for this. This is so big. But it's okay because that's why we're here together. So, anyway, I'm just going to keep clearing your field while I say this because keep breathing. Everything's going to be okay. But most important, I want you to just feel any energy inside your body that doesn't belong to you. You don't identify it. Don't ask the how, what, why, does it, because it doesn't belong to you. And especially if it's really, really, really heavy, it doesn't belong to you. So, just breathe it out. Keep taking deep breaths. And let all that extreme stress, that overthinking, that worrying, that vigilance, let it go, let it go, let it go. Good. Let it go, 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 let it go. Great, 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 great. All right, my loves. That feels like a lot better, a lot better. You know, and by the way, you could always say, I return this with love and consciousness to the sender. Right? I return to the sender. I return to the sender with love and consciousness attached. It's not yours. You know, there's going to come a time in your life when you're required to abandon everything that is safe. And at that time, all that you've known to be true. And then you're going to set off on a journey into the forest of your dreams, your greatest desires. Now, you're going to disappoint others. You're going to disappoint some. You're going to inspire others. You're going to inspire some because you're going to travel by the still voice of your intuition and by the wisdom of your illuminated vision. Trust that. Trust that. Trust that. And so, if you want to close your eyes, I'm just being really guided. I didn't know I was going here with you guys, but this is perfect. I just feel a lot of heart stuff, a lot of heaviness in the heart and the throat, and like woof, a band right here across the head. So just let all that tension go. Hoo-cha, hoo-cha, right? Throw it into Grandfather Fire. Grandfather Fire loves to mulch that stuff and eat it and transform it into gold. Do the same. You can do the same with Mother Earth. Pachamama loves to take it, right? So we just do this. And if you're in a position, not driving, of course, to close your eyes, please do. And if not, either way, just receive this, please. So, whoo, beautiful beings. Let your hands be cleansed that they create beautiful things. Let your feet be cleansed as you calm down that they might take you where you most need to be. Beautiful. You're calming and relaxing, and it's beautiful. May your heart be cleansed that you might hear its messages clearly. May your throat be cleansed that you might speak rightly when words are needed. May your eyes be cleansed that you might see the sights and the wonders of the world. May you, this person in front of me, and this space be washed clean by the smoke of the fragrant plants that are right now here in my space. And may that same smudging smoke carry our prayers spiraling to the heavens. So you might ask, what is shamanism? Right? This is what I'm a certified practitioner in, and I marry shamanism with the galactic because that's who I am, and that's the information that I receive, the galactic beings who work with me, and the shamanic lineage that works with me. You know, shamanism is a really ancient spiritual practice. They say it's the first religion. I always feel a little weird saying that because it's like religion, right? It brings up a lot in people because it was never really a religion, but it was absolutely the first healing practice. It is so ancient, and it involves connecting to the spirit world to facilitate healing, guidance, personal transformation. Shamans are able to access realms unseen. And shamanic practitioners work with energy, we work with nature, we work with spiritual allies because we restore the balance and the harmony to each individual we work on, to the community, and to the group. I think that's just a succinct way to say that. So, finally, another thing I'd like to do with and for you is just a very fast DNA activation. And so, yeah, take a deep breath and let it go. You don't need to know anything about the strands of your DNA. And so, our DNA really is like a genie in a bottle, except for the fact that they are genes in our body. That's kind of cool, right? So they're like a genie in a bottle, but there are genes in a body. And right now, connected to the unified field of the universe, they react to our thoughts. They make our wishes a reality by attracting everything that we desire and think about the most. So with a deep breath, it's beautiful energy right now. Like your energies have really cleaned out and calmed down. It's beautiful to work with right now. So, again, if you're in a position, a safe place, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, be still in your space, uncross your hands and your feet so energy can flow through you. See the energy of the cosmos flowing through your crown chakra. It's white, it's gold, it's beautiful, it's luminous, and it goes all the way deep into the ground, into Mother Earth. Take a deep breath and breathe it back up. And the energy of Mother Earth, the greatest mother of all, who houses us, clothes us, feeds us, is coming up through every particle in your body, every cell, every strand of DNA, and back up through your crown chakra. And coming down the crown chakra is this golden white light of the benevolent cosmos, the universe, the source energy. And they keep meeting and going back up and down, perfectly beautiful. And by the way, you get so full that it starts radiating out side of you as well. Clean, clear, protected, loved, seen, and heard, known, guided, facilitated. And while you are here, I want you to think about the big dream you hold, whatever that is, let it come up. Keep it simple. I want you to see it as it is real. Feel it, taste it, smell it. As though it is real, it is now, it has happened already. And while you're doing that, whoa, a lot of energy just came up. While you're doing that, just keep holding that thought. I'm just going to work on the DNA. Working on the DNA. Let's just do some restructuring. And some activation. Yeah, all lit up. They're all lit up. Rewiring, adding some magic and miracles, possibilities, probabilities, absolutelies to this for you now. Reacting to these beautiful visions, you're holding these beautiful thoughts and knowings. Allowing this to become a reality, attracting what it is you really desire. It is so, it is so, it is so, so mudipiajo. And so, beautiful beings, I have loved this time together. Should I send you off with one more card? So, you've got the wolf medicine to consider this week. Remember the balancing. You've got the card 33 that you learned about. Let's pull one more. So, again, pour your energy into here while I do this. And I can't wait to read your comments. Let me know what resonates. Let me know what you got out of it. Let me know what you're working on or working through and what was able to help. Remember that people have to pee and get pregnant and just get out of the way and let them do their thing. Don't react. Don't respond. You have your own path. Okay, well, this became a big bam. So there we go. Star Mesa. Let us see what this one is for you. And while as I'm about to read this gorgeous card for you, please join me. The monthly healings go to DEBBI, DACHINGER.com/healing. It's every month. I put it at a time because there are people from around the world who join these. So I put it at a time when we can all best get together. They are 75 to 90 minutes. I always have a replay, debbie-inger.com/healing. And when you go there to sign up, it describes what that month's healing is about. But you got to experience it to know. And when you come back month after month, so once a month, it makes a profound difference in the way you function and be. You will see a big shift. And if you want to come to Greece and Turkey, I know people keep saying it's so exciting. I'm so exciting. That sounds amazing. Come, have you ever been? It's time to travel. Maybe that was your dream that we changed your DNA on. If not, rewind this and go back to the DNA, put the Greece and Turkey cruise in there, mystery school at sea. Click on Debbie Dashinger for the referral. It's going to be such a blast, and we're going to learn so much. All right, let's end this with your card of the day. This is called Star Mesa, Council of the Many Realms. You sit at the table of many lifetimes. Yes, you do. Galactic elders, earth ancestors, and divine beings gather to connect with you. Oof. So, as I said earlier, my friends, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. I'm not alone right now. I have a white onyx dragon who's so heavy. It's so heavy I can't even lift it, but it's here. It's been with us the whole time. I have a dragon egg, and this is my new friend that I got for my birthday, one of my amazing birthday gifts. And he stays, they're all hymns. Dragons for me are hymns, lions too, and bears. Isn't that interesting? And they're all great protectors of me for me, and I love them dearly. They're very gentle beings, so they're not the mean creatures you see portrayed in movies. That makes me so mad when the dragons are like, oh, they're going to destroy all these people in these cities. It's like, yeah, well, what did you do to piss them off? Like, did you go grab their eggs or, steal their children or whatever? Like, dragons are incredible. They're fierce, they're beautiful, they're loyal, and they're just don't mess with them. That's kind of the bottom line. But God, they're the most great beloved friends. So I wish a dragon, if you'd like one, in your life. Mine sits right here and watches over me and hangs with me every day at my computer. So guys, walk your path, be you, release what doesn't serve you, and remember the glory you came here to be. Cut yourself a break, cut others a break, and I can't wait to read your comments. Peace out. It's great to hang with you during this time.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.